Welcome to the Fort Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 11th of June, and I'm recording at 10:05 p.m., and that is British Summer Time. Okay, so volume's a tiny bit low. I'm just turning it up. Let's see, what do we got going on here today? Well, I think the biggest change that I've noted here today is that roaring bond market has been checked here for at least a short term. Now, taking the U.S. 10-year, which certainly influences just about everything else, this morning that shot up to 2.4985, so almost to the psychological 2.5 level. But then came down and actually formed a key day reversal and closed on its lows at 2.379%. So my feeling is that we're going to see a little consolidation here below that 250 level, and downward follow through tomorrow by through the close would confirm that. My feeling is that it'll only be a consolidation overall, because I think the U.S. economic data is definitely a little bit better. And I also think that the Fed is keen to get in at least a quarter point and probably a couple of quarter point rate hikes overall. They don't want to fall behind the curve and have to move more aggressively at some stage over the lengthy medium term, and also they don't want to be rising interest rates or raising interest rates if they can help it when the U.S. presidential election is really in full swing. That's some way off, of course. Okay, what else happened here today? Well, looking at stock markets, the rally carried on here again. So again, we've seen this corrective phase checked here for at least the short term. It's the third day of gains, and India doing Japan doing well, up 1.68% on the Nikkei 225 index. China also a little better, and this time for a change, the Hang Seng index and also the H share index out of Hong Kong. They had been underperforming the A shares. But they're stronger in here today, and they're certainly quite oversold relative to the A shares. So I wouldn't be surprised to see those strengthen here going forward as well. Taiwan a fraction higher, South Korea a little bit higher, Australia a good bounce in here today, up 1.42%. And that's certainly oversold in the short term. Now, India is still struggling and is down 1.75% here on the Sensex index. The main factor in this that I can see, when this corrective phase started, and India is going to be more volatile than most other stock markets, as it always has been. But I maintain this is just a correction, a clear correction in the ongoing bull market. But the factor, other than it started off with a short-term, very overbought condition, and that needed to be consolidated, and has been. But the monsoon is weak here for the second year in a row. Now, it's too early to confirm that the monsoon is going to be poor, but that is what has been forecast, and it did arrive late, and so really we need to see a considerable improvement, really in the breadth and extent of the monsoon here to prevent some problems occurring again this year for India. And Modi wants to create more ponds in agricultural regions, but that obviously isn't going to help this year. And it is a serious issue for India. Okay, what else is happening here? New Zealand a little higher today, so is Thailand, and 3/4 of a percentage point. Also Singapore. So generally steady. Now moving on to Europe, moderate gains here today in Europe. On the screen I'm looking at only they're pretty well all higher, but gains were pegged back. Here, for instance, Germany's up just under 2/3 of a percentage point. It was much higher at one stage on optimism and good follow-through following yesterday's upward dynamic. But then we had the IMF leave the discussions that were taking place with Greece because they weren't making any progress, and obviously Greece is stalling on this, holding out for something a little bit more, but there's a lot of brinkmanship going on, and that made investors nervous, so they pared back those gains. But nevertheless, still upside follow through, and the Euro Stoxx 50 index is up nearly 2/3 of a percentage point in here today, but again, off the highs. Now on Wall Street, closed with modest gains here today, under 1/4 of a percentage point. That had a big day yesterday, of course, and so a little bit of an extension. That suggests that this technical rally that we're actually seeing is regaining some of the ground lost during during the general overall corrective phase. Now, Wall Street, of course, really hasn't seen much of the overall corrective phase, except for the utilities, which really are following the U.S. bond market, and also the transports, which both utilities and transports are trading below their 200-day moving averages. And I think it will need more time to assess the technical damage that's perhaps occurring with transports, because they had become so overextended on the upside, what was it, 2-3 months ago, they were due for at least a pullback and test of the rising 200-day moving average. And they've certainly seen that, but we've got steady action in the broader indices, and I'm thinking of everything from the Russell 2000 of smaller issues, to the S&P 500, to the NASDAQ index and NASDAQ Composite Index, and also bank shares. And I've got some charts of bank shares here today for my copy. And they're showing relative strength in here. They underperformed for a very long time. And then banks, it was partly due to the severe credit crisis recession. And then they were reluctant to lend, understandably. They were not helped by the rock-bottom low interest rates overall. Then they were recipients of some very heavy fines from the U.S. government for various malpractices, mostly sort of cowboy activity in some of the investment banks. But today they're showing really quite good relative strength in here. And that's important because banks are a lead indicator, and on the charts I'm showing here, you'll see that. But also look at as their 10-year charts, you'll be able to see back in 2007 when they were persistently underperforming and giving a warning there of the bear market that followed. Okay, now what else is going on? In the U.S. dollar was quite strong this morning. It's a little bit oversold in the short term, and so it had a good bounce back, but those gains were cut right back. For instance, we saw the dollar index get up to 95.59 this morning, and then it fell back and is hovering right around the 95 level. So it's given up most of the gains that we saw earlier in here today, but a modest rally today overall. And the euro is a little softer here at 1.1258. I think Mario Draghi will be very happy to see the euro move a little bit lower. Sterling slightly easier, 1.5518. Australian dollar virtually unchanged. Indian rupee slightly weaker, but range bound here overall. And the Chinese renminbi is pegged here, no change against the US dollar, currently pegged. Okay, and in commodity markets, we saw some weakness in precious metals earlier in the day. That still persisted with gold, which is currently down $3.88 to $1,182 and change. But the declines were pegged back by the as the dollar retraced some of its gains, not all of its gains. And crude oil, which had been strong recently, but weaker in here today, down 89 cents as I speak on the WTI, and 83 cents on the Brent crude, and that's pretty much it. So, all the very best to all of you.